Hello and welcome to Where to Find Clients Online. This is Charlotte Jacobs from Thrive Academy, where we have been called the number one source for turning coaches and holistic practitioners into six-figure transformational leaders. And our members have had thousands of $10,000 months collectively over the last 16 plus years. Now, one of the biggest challenges coaches and holistic practitioners face is that they don't know where to find clients online. Recently, I shared the three strategies that work to get you in front of more of your ideal clients. And in today's episode, you'll discover specific ways to get in front of your people. And then soon, we'll be telling you how to turn them into paying clients. As you're reading this, remember, like, we are in unprecedented times. This is a new normal. Things are not going to go back to normal anytime soon. So we have really got to learn how to adapt as human beings and how to support people out there to adapt as well. So I want you to remember that right now your people need you more than ever and that they are waiting for you. So let's create a customized game plan to help you find, attract, and enroll more of your ideal clients. Now, when it comes down to it, there are only three ways that you will find your people online. It's going to be through organic, paid, or partnerships. Let's break those down. Organic means all the ways to get in front of your ideal clients without having to pay, such as on social media. I'll share more about that in just a bit. Paid, choosing paid ads to get in front of your people, and partnerships are where you get the benefit of getting in front of someone else's community and they endorse you as someone who is worth working with. So how do you choose? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about each of them and then I'll make a recommendation. So let's talk about paid ads. Now, if you're just starting out, we don't recommend using paid ads until you feel super confident about your marketing skills. With ads, you've got to have a rock solid offer that people are actively looking to buy, and you've got to be a rock star copywriter, meaning you know how to write words that sell, and that is if you want to get a return on your investment. Alternatively, you could hire an expensive ad agency who claims that they can help you put your ads together, but even that is a big risk. The bottom line is that we don't recommend you use ads until you are already getting great results with your organic marketing. The next possibility to get in front of your audience is to get in front of other people's communities through partnerships. Now, partnerships are like getting referrals on steroids. Someone else gathers the people, or they already have a list with your ideal clients on that list, and they bring you on to share your wisdom and they endorse you. This might look like being a guest on someone else's webinar or podcast and sharing your offering with their audience. The keys to making this work are: one, you must be crystal clear about who you help and the results you help them get. Two, you must know that you're able to have a conversation or speak to a group and have people say yes to working with you. In these types of partnerships, you might have to pay a fee. It's called a sponsorship fee to get in front of their community, or they might be willing to take commissions for sales you make from the people that they are referring to you. So here's an example of what that looks like in practice. So here at Thrive, we partner with coach and holistic practitioner certification programs and associations. You may have even heard about us from an organization that you're associated with. We come in and do valuable free training for their community, and then we invite their members or graduates to join us at our Client Attraction Summit. We love partnerships because it's a win-win-win relationship. We love the triple win where everyone gets something awesome for being a part of the arrangement. The organization gets to add more value to help their members and graduates. We get to meet a bunch of awesome new people who might be a good match to work with us further. So we love partnerships, and it's something that you want to aspire to in the future if you're just starting out. And if you're already getting great results with your organic marketing, partnerships might be the next step for you. All right, last but not least is organic. Now, if you don't yet have a steady stream of potential clients who are asking to work with you, meaning you're likely not yet at $10,000 a month, we recommend you start with organic. There are a few steps to find your people organically, like you want to grow your following and your subscriber list. You want to build that connection and trust. You want to invite people to work with you. I'll say more about this on the next episode. So organic is what we recommend you focus on here, because no matter what the size of your business, you can get started and you can start getting results right away. And we'll focus specifically on social media today, since it's one of the best ways to connect with new people, especially during our current state of lockdown. So here's a tip. Figure out which of the social media platforms you like the most. Where are you naturally drawn to? Where do you naturally spend your time? For example, if you're mostly on Facebook, look for Facebook groups where your ideal clients are already hanging out. You can actually check out members' profiles to see who might be interested in your posts, in your content, about how the work you do helps people. Or let's say you're on Instagram, you can do hashtag searches to find your people. Then you friend or follow them. But, and this is super important, you don't do this in a spammy way. So when I do this, I take a look at their profile to make sure that they are a coach, a healer, a holistic practitioner, and I make sure that they're in alignment with our values here at Thrive. It takes just a few minutes to do this. And one quick little tip here, don't add more than 10 to 12 people a day on Facebook or your account could get shut down. So be careful with this. Now, when you've got everything optimized to get consults, this can work really well for you. In order to be effective, you've got to be fully set up to attract your ideal clients with a profile that's optimized to highlight your credibility and drive people toward the next step, which we hope is a consult. Your posts must add value and inspiration, but not too much. You engage and build relationships with people, and you have a clear strategy for how these connections turn into clients. Again, more about this next week when we talk about how to get a client. This works really well when you're crystal clear about your niche, and you're sharing your credibility and you're sharing your story. Then when you share what you do, people lean in, they want to work with you, or they share about you with other people in their lives. So go out there, use these tips to find more of your ideal clients. And if you would like to learn more about how to attract more clients, help the people you were born to help and make a great living too, we would love for you to join us at our upcoming Client Attraction Summit. Full scholarships are open for a limited time. Just go to clientattractionsummit.com and claim your full scholarship now.